Let us come before God through the prayers of the people. Lord of all creation, we pray for the world, for all the places beset by the terror of war or famine, for all the places where destruction of the environment proceeds unchecked, for all the places tyrannized by despotic power or silenced by oppression and bigotry. We continue to pray for the people of Israel, Palestine, for Ukraine and Russia, for Yemen, for Sudan, for Myanmar, and for all the places in the world where human suffering proceeds from injustice and the abuse of power. Bound by Christ's compassion for the wounded and the excluded, may we in our own lives make real in the world your covenant promise of redemption, bringing the hope of your kingdom to all who despair. God of nations, we pray for our country, for our political, business, and community leaders, for our citizens and our society, for our oldest inhabitants and our newest arrivals. May the issues by which we are confronted as a society not be put off by political convenience or public apathy. May we seek resolutions to our shared challenges that benefit the common good instead of the self-interest of a privileged few. And may the acknowledgement of justice and be accompanied by reconciliation and healing, not so that inconvenient truths be polished over, but so that genuine justice and peace may prevail. Lord of discipleship, we pray for your church, the body of Christ on earth, for this community of faith at Heathmont, for the Uniting Church in Australia, and for the church throughout the world. May we be moved by your spirit of advocacy and hope, so that our decision-making may be geared toward the proclamation of your gospel, and not the mere preservation of the status quo. That our interest may lie less in budgets and numbers and more in speaking truth to power, that we may follow truly in discipleship to Christ, celebrating diversity, embracing community, and daring the risk of innovation and new things. God of our living, we pray for all those who suffer because of natural disaster and the ongoing impact of climate change. We pray especially for all those communities impacted by recent adverse weather events, be it terrible storms and floods or the scything rage of bushfires. We give thanks for all those who continue to serve our community in this time of need, and may all who suffer be comforted and restored to the prospect of hope and new beginnings. Lord of our days, we pray for all those for whom life is especially difficult at present, whether due to illness or injury, or because of the daily experience of isolation and loneliness. We pray especially for Judy Scholes Robertson as she continues her recovery from recent medical procedures. May we as a community of faith be an ever-present reminder to all those in need of your unending love for the whole of creation. God of life and love, we pray for all those who have gone before us, and remember especially those whose anniversaries occur about this time. We remember our sisters in Christ, Nancy Ross and Joyce King, and uphold their families at this time of sadness and loss. May the sorrow of absence be mediated by the warmth of fond memory, and may all who have died in your love be embraced by your peace, until that time when in Christ all creation is brought to its fullness in you. Lord of true knowledge, you know us with a depth from which nothing is hidden. In hopeful trust that in your love for us you will not turn aside our prayers, in silence we offer to you now those concerns inscribed upon our hearts. Lord of all things, in humble and hopeful submission to your will and care, we place all our prayers, spoken and unspoken, before you. In the name of your Son, our Saviour, Christ Jesus, who, with the Holy Spirit, lives and reigns with you, one God, forever and ever. Amen.